I'm here with head coach of the Iowa Lakes women's basketball team, Ashley Martin. A gritty 69-67 win over Southwestern tonight. You guys really seemed to start slow the first couple quarters and really turned it on, like the second half of the third quarter and the rest of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, basketball is a game of ups and downs and flows, and that's one thing that our team is learning how to play through right now. When things aren't going our way a little bit, our energy kind of lacks a little bit, but I'm so proud of the resiliency and the fight and grit our team showed today. I mean, they came out of the locker room and they were focused, they were energetic, and they took care of things on the defensive end, and I think it opened things for us on the offensive end. And it's tough, you know, when things aren't going your way, to keep playing hard and do things the right way. And so that's been a big, big emphasis of us the last 2 weeks, really. And so just a toughness, you know, we had an ankle roll by Sassy, and for her to come back, and you know, just a huge effort, and we're shorthanded right now, yeah. You know, so some big time plays by some kids, and just I just think the team effort, you know, was just huge, and so proud of their grit and toughness.
Yeah.
Just can't say enough about that, and I'm hoping that that's a confidence booster for us moving forward, like, hey, we can do this. You know, there's going to be ups and downs. That's why basketball is fun to watch. You know, it's a game of runs, and we can't get down on ourselves. We can't give up. We can't keep, you know, quit believing. We got to keep believing and fighting every possession, no matter how things are going.
Yeah. I just want to go back to one of the things you said about just toughness and effort. Obviously the whole team was very good, but I especially want to point out Bethany and Brianna Wendland. Both, you were down about seven at with like 6 minutes left in the third. Bethany took a huge charge, mm-hmm. and then Sam hit those two threes, and you kind of were off from there.
Yeah, just huge effort out of those two kids. You know, they were a spark. You know, Beth hits a huge three. Bree, you know, she's just our do-it-all kid. You know, she's active. She's finishing around the rim, you know, and she's trying to grow her game right now with hitting some pull-ups, because we can't always get to the rim, and I think she's challenging herself. I think she's really growing in that area, and just their effort defensively, you know, those two, they were just a spark, but really, really proud of our team.
Yeah, absolutely. Now it looks like next Wednesday you have DMAC, I believe.
NIAC.
That. Nice break here for next 4 days, and then going to there is going to be kind of tough.
Absolutely. NIAC's a very good team. You know, this is going to be a challenge. They're in your space. They're pressing you for 40 minutes, so it's a mental drain. I really think that the mental toughness and adversity that we fought through today is going to help us on the road. NIAC's a team we've never beat in the last 3 years. And so it's going to be a game. You got to take care of the ball. You got to make shots, and you got to be able to guard. You know, and there's going to be adversity, and I'm really excited to see how we continue to grow in handling and fighting that adversity. So need to rest today and tomorrow. We'll get back at it on Monday, and this has got to be a huge one for our kids. I think they're pretty excited and really proud.
Absolutely. So. Good win tonight, and good luck next Wednesday. Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks, Josh.